Egypt's anti-coup alliance has called for protests following the sentencing of hundreds of Muslim Brotherhood members to death. The coalition, which is made up of dozens of parties and groups, has urged the Egyptians to flock into Cairo's Liberation, Rabia and Nahda squares on Wednesday to protest the verdict. Earlier in the day, a court in the city of Minya ruled that 529 supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi should receive capital punishment. The case is in connection with the killing of a police officer and other acts of violence in the city. The verdict, which was handed only 3 days after the opening of the case and without the defense being heard, may be appealed. In Cairo, our correspondent Mohamed Shalabi is with us now live with all the latest. Mohamed, it looks like, you know, when the news came out, this was in itself a call for more demonstrations and for more rallies. I mean, who could just sit down silently and witness 529 people being put to, you know, to death? First of all, what are the speculations and prediction about the appeal case? And tell us about the planned demonstrations.
Yes, Homa. The anti-coup alliance in Egypt has called for mass protests in Tahrir, Rabaa and Annahda squares for Wednesday to protest this shocking verdict, if you will. Reactions are pouring in. The Muslim Brotherhood is saying that this will not deter the anti-coup movement from continuing with its peaceful activities in opposing what it calls the military coup in Egypt. The anti-coup alliance has said that the judicial system in Egypt in itself, quote, has committed suicide or has handed itself the death penalty via this ruling. And the 6th of April youth movement has called the verdict shameful. Now, the anti-coup activists are lambasting the ruling because they say that 529 people have been indicted for the killing of one person, given a death penalty, while just last week, just one police officer was jailed and several were freed for the killing while in police custody of 37 anti-government protesters. And they talk about the big contrast here. They also talk about another big contrast, the fact that the trial of ousted dictator Hosni Mubarak has taken now over 3 years, and he was responsible for the killing of at least 800 and some Egyptians during the revolution that ousted him. But you're seeing here this trial being conducted over two sessions. But on the other hand, the pro-government camp is quoting Mohamed Tosun, who is a defense lawyer in the case and a Brotherhood member, who said that only 22 of the charged defendants come from the Brotherhood. And they also point to the fact that 17 were acquitted in the case. And that Mohammed Badia, the Muslim Brotherhood guy, is not involved in the, has not been handed the death penalty here. They say that this is a civilian court. They say wait for the appeal because they also say that the Mufti, the Republic's Mufti, is not expected to sign these papers when the time for the final announcement comes on that specific case on the 28th of April, Homa. But the most in Egypt are saying at least that what happened today is not helping at all cool down a very explosive situation in Egypt at the moment, Homa.
Thank you very much, Mohamed Shalabi in Cairo, for us there with the latest.